The young man released the earring.
"Now you've done it," Ignatius slobbered. "You will rot in a federal prison for the remainder of your life."
"Just look at my sweater, you disgusting monster."
"Only the most flamboyant offal would be seen in a miscarriage like that. You must have some shame, or at least some taste in dress."
"You awful creature! You huge thing!"
"I will probably spend several years at the Eye, Ear, Nose, and Throat Hospital, having this attended to,"
Ignatius said, fingering his ear.
"You may expect to receive some rather staggering medical bills each month. My corps of attorneys will contact you in the morning, wherever it is that you carry on your questionable activities. I shall warn them beforehand that they may expect to see and hear anything. They are all brilliant attorneys, pillars of the community, aristocratic Creole scholars whose knowledge of the more surreptitious forms of living is quite limited. They may even refuse to see you. A considerably lesser representative may be sent to call upon you, some junior partner whom they've taken in out of pity."
"You awful, terrible animal."
"However, to save you the anxiety of awaiting this phalanx of legal luminaries to arrive at your spiderweb of an apartment, I shall consent to accepting a settlement now if you wish. $5 or $6 should suffice."
"My sweater cost me $40, the young man said.
He felt the worn portion that had been scraped by the cutlass.
"Are you prepared to pay for it?"
"Of course not. Never become involved in an altercation with a pauper."
"I can easily sue you."
"Perhaps we should both drop the idea of legal recourse. For an event so auspicious as a courtroom trial, you would probably get completely carried away and appear in a tiara and evening gown. An old judge would grow quite confused. Both of us would doubtlessly be found guilty on some trumped-up charge."
"You revolting beast."
"Why don't you run along and partake in some dubious recreation that appeals to you?"
Ignatius belched.
"Look, there's a sailor drifting along Chart Street. He looks rather lonely."
The young man glanced down to the Chart Street end of the alley.
"Oh, him," he said. "That's only Timmy."
"Timmy?"
Ignatius asked angrily.
"Do you know him?"
"Of course," the young man said in a voice heavy with boredom. "He's one of my dearest, oldest friends. He's not a sailor at all."
"What?"
Ignatius thundered.
"Do you mean that he is impersonating a member of the armed forces of this country?"
"That's not all he impersonates."
"This is extremely serious."
Ignatius frowned and the red sateen scarf rode down on his hunting cap.
"Every soldier and sailor that we see could simply be some mad decadent in disguise. My God, we may all be trapped in some horrible conspiracy. I knew that something like this was going to happen. The United States is probably totally defenseless."
The young man and the sailor waved at each other familiarly, and the sailor drifted out of sight around the front of the cathedral. Following a few steps behind the sailor, Patrolman Mancuso appeared at the end of Pirate's Alley, wearing a beret and goatee.